LAC LABICHE. A plan to replace two aging community buses in LAC Labiche County with propane-powered models took a few detours at a recent council discussion about a federal grants to help with rural transit issues and green energy. As a way to expand and support rural transit systems in northern, remote, and indigenous communities, the federal government has made $250 million available in a Rural Transit Solution Fund. The program, which began in 2021, is dedicated to providing crucial transportation services ranging from bus purchasing, ride-sharing services, electric bicycles with up to $3 million for conventional energy services, like diesel-operated transportation, and up to $5 million for projects that create a zero-emission strategy, said Carl Kerpa, the county's grants and community funding coordinator. The varied opportunities linked to new funding has helped to move a simple replacement project into a more environmentally friendly project, say municipal officials, who had already allocated $120,000 into the current budget cycle for the purchase of one new bus. The available grant funding, which could see up to 80% of the purchase price covered, could allow the municipality to purchase two buses. We're proposing a project that's already in the 2022 capital budget, and it would be the purchase of the pair transit or community access bus. There is $120,000 in the budget currently, so we would be able to apply for 80% of the cost, said Kerpa. We could potentially apply for a project that costs a little bit more and receive 80% of that, and we would still be spending less than we have planned to spend. The community access bus service is provided by the municipality as an affordable transportation service for individuals and families going to health appointments, shopping, educational opportunities, and recreation events. There is a $2 per person fare charged for the service. The bus is also currently being used 3 times a day to transport people staying at a homeless camp in the Bonesville subdivision to LAC Labiche. A paratransit bus is also available in the community for seniors and people with disabilities. Grant application. During a discussion with county councillors about the specifics of the new community buses, Kerpa said the initial research was to retrofit the vehicles to run on propane. The additional cost of the retrofit would be about $20,000 for each vehicle. Kerpa says propane was selected because it produces fewer emissions compared to gasoline and coal. We thought about which projects would be a good fit, and this is one that we've already identified as something we want to do, he said, after researching the options with other administrators. It's better to apply for a project that's been thought and identified beforehand than to simply make something for a grant application. While elected officials say they like the idea of environmentally friendly cost savings, some didn't think the local climate, especially the winter part, was propane friendly. Count. Sterling Johnson said propane-powered vehicles were a new fad decades ago, but failed to meet the challenges of the weather and work demands. Back in the 70s and early 80s, propane was tried on vehicles and it was a complete disaster. Within 3 or 4 years they all disappeared, he said. I would say stick to something conventional like diesel or electric. The electric option was something Cown. Lauren Kachuk agrees with. He said it is a costly option. A retrofit of one bus would cost $120,000 plus the $120,000 cost for the bus, but if the federal government is offering substantial subsidies, the municipality should look at it. I wouldn't want to purchase one as the county, but if we can get one purchased for us through a grant program, great, so be it. That's one step in the right direction, he said. Steering the conversation towards the electric option, Kachuk admitted it would also come with additional infrastructure costs like charging stations. Mayor Paul Rutov agreed that more research would be needed if the electric bus option was followed. There is infrastructure required. We have to map out the feasibility of an electric bus. We would need an entire base study before we can go down the electric path, he said. Charging stations. The municipality has done other research, as part of another funding opportunity for electric infrastructure, on electric charging stations for public access in the community. Through the electrical vehicle charging program offered by the Municipal Climate Change Action Center, the municipality has mapped out early stages of a plan. The funding program has about $3.4 million available for Alberta municipalities. We've done some preliminary talks on where they can go, said Kerpa. We've identified a couple of locations. It's actually going to be coming to the next council meeting, and then we hope to apply shortly after. The department will bring back the topic at a future meeting in which locations for charging stations, details and criteria for the applications will be tabled for application. It seems to be very popular at this time. We want to make sure that we apply before the funding is used up. There is about $3.4 million in the pool and every day it's getting allocated, said Kirpa. BusPass. When it comes to the bus replacements, counselors learned that the deadline for funding eligibility was immediate, so they opted to take the first step by applying only for the purchase of a conventional bus. With more questions and research remaining, they will explore electric and hybrid options once they find out about the approval for the basic replacements. Municipal officials are anticipating that a response to their funding request could be ready in time for one of their next two public meetings.